You are now listening to the Online Course Podcast, the place where online course creators come to learn how to sell more of their online courses. Here's your host, Jono Petrohilos.
Okay, hello everybody. Jono here, and I'm super excited because we have a very special guest on this week, someone from the same part of the world as me, which is always exciting, someone that's also come from a similar background as me. So I've been following this person, got to be close to about 10 years now. You know, they were doing personal training, I was following them. They were teaching personal trainers how to grow their business, I was following them. Then they got into the digital marketing space, I'm following him, and I'll just keep following him for the rest of my life. So I'm glad to introduce him to you as well. Little bit about this person. He is the owner at Klaxon. He's also the owner at Pure AdWords. He's winning awards all over the place. Anytime I check his social media, his social media agency of the year and fast growing platform here. So very, very good at what he does. So without further ado, let me introduce the one and only Mr. Brett Campbell. Brett, how are you?
Mate, I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. Excited to talk about what we're about to talk about today. I haven't talked about it for a long time, which is, and when I say a long time, normally, you know, when you're doing podcasts and sort of where I'm at now in my trajectory or journey is I geek out on what we're about to talk about, but I don't really get the opportunities to share. So I'm really excited about this one.
Yes, no, me too. Because I think I first bought one of your online courses, must have been 10 years ago. So you're no rookie in the field, you know. You were selling online courses before this boom came around, which is exciting. But hey, before we get into that, Brett, I've obviously been following you closely for a long time, but someone's watching this, listening to this, and they haven't been. Do you want to let us know a little bit about what is Klaxon, what is Pure AdWords? What do you actually do at the moment?
Yeah, cool. So the real quick snapshot, you alluded to in the intro there that, you know, I was in the fitness industry, and then so I started as a personal trainer, trading time for money, wanted to be able to figure out how to leverage time, uncovered that there was an opportunity to sell products online, so ebooks. So that was pre-ebook boom, you know. So
ebooks actually cost money, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a stock standard now, right? But the obsession that I went on to uncover how to sell something online took me down a number of different roads, one of them being understanding what marketing is, but then opening the marketing vault and understanding what marketing is, which is psychology, influence, persuasion, communication. And I found that that was a remit that I just loved, right? I just loved learning it. I loved teaching it. I loved testing it. Which allowed me to build, at the time, one of the fastest growing fitness companies here in Australia. We built a fitness franchise. We had 35 locations in 6 months. We built a fitness college. We sold, I think I did a count the other day, over 15 online fitness products over the time, membership sites, which then led to the, hey, Brett, you're doing all of this stuff. How do you teach me how to do it? I want to do it as well. So that led me down the coaching and mentoring route, which at the heart of it, I love doing. I love teaching. I love sharing what's worked for me. I was the guy that, you know, I'd read a book or I'd read a phrase in a book and I'd want to go and share that phrase with whoever was around me, because I just had this gravitational pull to want to share and give people the feeling that I felt when I received that information, if that makes sense. So at the heart of it, I was a natural teacher. So I'd coach and mentor and teach and share the best things, exactly how we did it. Like, you know, one of my first courses was literally how I built $1 million fitness product. Like from me even giving them everything, like the template of the sales funnels to all the emails to everything, like literally without doing the graphic design and building it for you, it was literally plug and play. But the reality is, as you understand, is that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, right? Even if you jump on the horse's head, try and push the head down under the water and go, come on, you know you need to drink it. It's all here. The reality is people still need to drink it, right? Which then that led into I figured out, because I question quite consistently, I go, why are people not getting the results that I was? Because I'm spending all this time creating a course and people are following it. And some people, like some people would get amazing results. Some people would get zero results. Some people would never even start the course, right? So it led me on this thing of, and when I say course, I'm talking, there's courses and there's mentoring and coaching involved in all of that. But I was like, why aren't people doing the work? Which then led into the, you know, about 2 years of people going, hey, can you just do it for me? Can you do it for me? Because the reality is you can create a course, it could be the best course that you've ever seen. But if you don't know how to market, if you don't know how to get in front of people to purchase it, then it's just the best kept secret. And I didn't like best kept secrets. So I became really good at being able to get people to put their hand up and say, yes, I want your product and give me money, right? Which led to people going, can you do that for me? Can you just do it for me, right? And at the time, the fastest way of growth was paid advertising, and it still is today. Which then led to 3 years ago opening the doors to formerly Campbell Media Group. So we started as a Facebook advertising agency. And then we've grown into, and over the last 18 months, we've rebranded into Klaxon, right? We're now a fully-fledged digital growth agency where we drive revenue growth for businesses, okay? We operate in the Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Pinterest, TikTok, anywhere where you can spend money to acquire leads and customers. That's where we play. The easiest differential that I say is we don't build ads, we build businesses. Very, very, very different distinction, okay? Because anyone can run an ad. But do you know how to run ads that are predicated on growing and scaling your business month on month on month on month? Because there's a very different nuance and a different lens that you need to be looking through for that. And then recently, Pure AdWords was created in the midst of COVID, to be honest. So we're in the lockdown. Everyone was on lockdown. And myself and my business partner, we're at the accountant signing documents to start a brand new company. And Pure AdWords is a different offering to the marketplace, which allows us now to be able to cater to a larger audience that we weren't able to cater to underneath Klaxon. So that's where we are today.
Yes, love it. And that's why I love having you on here, because it seems like you know every single trick in the book there, Brett. And originally I asked you on to talk about email marketing, but even this morning I was like, you know what? This guy knows so many tricks in the book. I feel like if we just speak about email marketing, it may even limit the value that we can give the listeners and the watchers. So I might just ask, I'll give you a scenario, Brett. I'll say, hey, here's where most of my listeners are. If you were to hypothetically give them either a roadmap or some tips of advice, or we'll start where it goes. So let's say someone's watching this. They're an expert at what they do. They've put together a course. Whether they've done, they may not have done a lot of market research on the course. It's just like, hey, I'm really good at this. I know people need help on this. So I'm going to put this course together. They've got a course, not really selling much, don't really have a list, don't really have a following, or just small. Maybe there's a few hundred people on social media, some of their friends, some of their family, some of their people they've met out networking, maybe an email list of 100 people, of some people that have bought the course or referred on or opted in. What would be your first bit of advice for that person there?
Ooh, okay, so there's a couple of ways to approach this. Okay, I'm gonna approach it first as a business person, okay? And then I'll give you another scenario based off how you would approach it if you're a solopreneur. Okay. And there's two differences. And what I mean by that is, yes, you could say a solopreneur is still, you own your own business, et cetera, which is cool, but they think differently. Okay. And the reason why I want to share these two perspectives is because I've gone through both and done both and had different approaches. So to give you context, when I created one of my, it was my second course ever. So I created a Facebook advertising course. Okay. I'd spent literally $2 million on Facebook ads before I put my hand up to say I'm an expert and created a Facebook training. Okay. Which, you know, people out there are creating Facebook courses and they haven't even fucking run an ad before. But anyway, that's another conversation, right? And that's always going to be the reality. However, I got invited to speak at an event. I ran a 2-hour workshop where I was just sharing my best strategies on social media and Facebook. Right. And I don't recommend people do this, but I just want to show you how you can actually really leverage. This is one leverage point, but don't do it how I'm about to share with you. Okay. This might give you a bit more of an insight into the crazy mind that I have to live with every day. Is I was there and about 20 minutes before I went on, the event organizer's like, hey, do you have any courses or anything to sell? I said, nah. They're like, oh, you're just going to come and speak and not sell anything. I said, yeah, pretty much. I live by the ethos of value, 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 value. Okay. Then people will come to you and ask you if you've got courses. That's, put that in a bucket over here to the side for a minute, because that's something that everyone should be doing first and foremost, right? Create so much value out there that people come to you and go, hey, do you have a product? Do you have a program? Like if I had a Facebook program right now that was active, it would be selling like hotcakes, right? But I don't. But I get asked all the time, right? Which is, that's purely predicated on providing an obscene amount of value and being perceived in a marketplace as a leader in that space, okay? So that's two little things that you can do first and foremost, okay? So 20 minutes before the presentation, they say, you got a course? I said, no. And I'm like, that's right. I'll sell a Facebook course. I'll just see if there's interest in the room. And they're like, well, do you have one? I said, no, but I'll sell it. I can create one pretty easy. It'd be fine. So I'm up there. I'm delivering 2 hours of just the best of the best stuff that we've been able to use, from paid advertising to organic marketing to generating millions and millions of fans throughout our ecosystem. I'm just sharing the best of the best, because I feel that is something as well. Here's another tip. So this is number three already out of this, is give your best stuff, right? Don't try and put it behind the gated wall. Okay. Those days are over. You know, if you want this tip, yeah, here's how I'm going to do it. And oh, if you want the actual ending of this, you got to pay for it. Give the best stuff to start with. Okay. Because if you give your best stuff, people go, shit, they're giving this for free. I wonder what he's going to give me if I give him money. Right. So I'm up there, I deliver. And at the end of the presentation, I literally, and there was no massive long-winded 30 minutes out from the end of the presentation, I transition into my sales pitch. There was none of that, right? Now, not to say that methodology of selling is not advantageous, et cetera, just in that case, I was like, hey, who's gotten value from this presentation? Yep. If I had a Facebook course that went into detail with everything that we're talking about here today, who would buy it? And like literally it was a room of 20 people. So not a big room. And literally 20 people put their hand up. I was like, oh, okay. Well, here's what I've got for you. I've got a Facebook course and this is what it's going to have. It's got this, and this. I haven't created it yet. Right. I said, I haven't created it yet, but when I do, I'm going to sell it for $2,000. If you want to put your hand up right now, pick up the program, you can have it for $1,000. That was it. Literally that. 15 people ended up going through and purchasing it. This was on a Friday afternoon. Here's the biggest mistake I made, but also one of the, and this is tip number four if I'm keeping count here, was that I said to them, it was Friday, keeping in mind, I was in Sydney. I live in the Gold Coast. So I had to fly home on a plane that night and I was exhausted. It was a huge week. But I said, I'll have it to you by Monday.
Ooh.
Like the Monday in 2 days, Monday, not a week Monday. But I was like, I'll have it to you by Monday. You'll have access to the course. I went home that Friday night. I literally worked Friday night all the way through till I fell asleep all day Saturday, all day Sunday. So Saturday I sat down and I created the outline of the course, which I can talk about that later. Created the outline of the course. And then Sunday was just production day, just created it, right? And what it did was it put me on a massive deadline.
Mm.
Right? Think about it. People take weeks and weeks to construct a course. I don't know why. Mm. That just tells me you don't know what you're doing or you don't know what you're really teaching, because you should be able to sit down and strategically go, what do these people need to know? Mm. Okay, and now how do I create it? Oh, cool. I can film some videos, right? So create a massive deadline around what you're doing to start with. So ended up sending that off on Monday, sending it to them that afternoon. I put it out online for $2,000, send it out to my list, and sold fucking hundreds more, mm. right? And that was off an idea of, it was sort of the penny drop moment of, you know what, I've got information here that I know people need to know,
mm.
but I was too busy doing it in all my other businesses, you know, at the time, that it just wasn't a thing for me to create a course. But that's, I wanted to share that because it shows you how quickly you can bring something to market, right? Mm. And in that case, I leveraged, here's tip five, I leveraged someone else's audience.
Mm.
Okay. I leveraged someone else's audience first. Like I sent it to my email database after I'd already sold it to other people, which was, you know, if you're looking at it, and I was, you know, coaching myself on it, I was like, well, you know, you could have done it a fair few different ways than that, but you know, that's just how you do it, which is another lesson to go. There's multiple ways to do this, right? There's multiple ways that you can create a course. That's tip six. What we're doing right here, mate, is we're creating a course. You read out, I think you've been writing them. You've got tip one all the way through to tip six. Mm. If I keep going like this and just talking to you, I'm going to be like, okay, that's tip seven. That's tip eight, tip 10. We've got a course. Let's go and film some videos around those topics. Mm. Right? Leverage someone else. Yeah. So leverage someone else's audience was a really big Kickstarter in that. It made me actually sell the product and create it. Mm. Right? So your original question is, you know, you've got a small database. What do? You've got a course already. Firstly, I wouldn't just go and create a course until I sort of knew there was interest for it, right? That's the big thing. People are like, yeah, I'm going to create a course, and you spend a month or 2 months creating it. You get a website built, you know, and you've hired a videographer to shoot some cool videos and all of that stuff. And then you realize, okay, who's going to buy it now? Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's the horse before the cart type scenario. Majority of our products that we've ever created, I've known that it's going to pretty much be a home run because I've seek first to understand, right? I've already asked a potential subset size of an audience, and I know that there's a massive, unless you know there's a blaring, obvious gaping hole that people would take your product, then it would make absolute sense.
Yes. And I'll give a 2 cents here as well, because I think this could be a cool takeaway, and I'll ask your opinion on this, Brett. So let's say someone's already done that. They've already created the course. It's not selling. Yep. It would, my opinion here, I'm going to ask your opinion. It may even be worth just saying, all right, hey, this course didn't sell. For whatever reason it didn't sell, I can go back to the market again and be like, all right, this didn't work. I'm going to go and do the Brett theory. Hey, I know a heap about X topic here. You know, I'm going to sell it for X topic here. But if anyone's interested, put your hands up and I'll do it here and then get the deadline and make it together. That would still be not a bad idea, right? Or I guess the question I'm asking here is, don't feel because you've created a course once, you need to flog that for the rest of your life to try and sell it. There can be smarter ways. What would be your take on that, Brett?
Yeah. So first and foremost is, a lot of people create a course and they don't sell it. And this was my first ever workout product, mind you, okay? So to reverse engineer 12 years ago, my first ever workout online product, I spent hundreds of hours building it. I was recording it in the park by myself. The grass was too long. I had no lapel mic, so I was yelling, or I'd do voiceovers on it. Like, it wasn't the greatest product. But when I launched it, I literally sold it to like 20 people. And I joke about it, but one of the first people to purchase it was my mum. And I was like, oh my God. Like, but the reason was because I had no audience. I had 350 people in my database. Mm. And at the time, the database consisted of me walking into businesses and taking business cards and just adding them to my database, right? No GDPR rules back then, right? But what I quickly learned was I didn't have an audience. So you need to either, one, create your own audience, or two, use someone else's audience, right? So once I understood that, you know, I sort of went down the path of, okay, the easiest path here will just be to use someone else's audience, right? Makes sense. But no one knew who I was. So why would someone who doesn't know someone, who doesn't have their own audience, promote their product for them? Right. So I went down the route of, I joined masterminds and this and that, and hoping that that was going to be the thing that would, you know, catapult it. And, you know, I had products up on ClickBank back in the day, you know, hoping other people would affiliate market and I'd become a squillionaire overnight. But I quickly realized that that wasn't the fastest path, or it wasn't a path that I felt was fast enough for me. So I took it upon myself to build my own database, to build my own audience, right? Which is so important. We could talk about building audiences as well, but which ties back into email marketing and so forth. That's just one fundamental of a bigger ecosystem. But the leveraging of other people's audience, when I sold my first Facebook course, that's all I did. I leveraged someone else's audience to start with, right? And here's how you leverage someone's audience. Like, let's say you've gone and spent $30,000 on production, right? You've created a killer course. what I would do, and if you don't have much of an audience, is go and create an obscene amount of value to other people who have audiences, right? And spark up a relationship. Don't go to them and go, hey, Jono, like let's say me and you have never met. I'm like, hey, Jono, I've created this amazing course. Like it is game changing. It's different than anything out there. I think it'll be great for your audience. Would you like to promote it? And I'll give you, you know, referral commission. I'd be like, delete, fuck off. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not how you approach it. You need to build relationships. And this is the sad thing for a lot of people is they're sitting there wanting this quick fix. There is no quick fix unless you've got a lot of money to build a quick fix. Or you can build massive relationships really quickly, right? So this is a longer game. This shit that's spruiked out there about you can build a course and make 100 grand a month instantly, it doesn't work like that. What these guys aren't telling you is that to make that 100 grand, they're probably spending 100 grand on advertising or even more on advertising. They might be losing money each month to start with. And this is why I come back to the answer as a business person, right? Is that you need to look at this thing. Is this just, if it's just a side hustle, cool, and you're not looking to turn this into business, you just want to sell some courses, just go out there, create massive value, do Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, LinkedIn Lives, 2-3 times a day, talking about everything about what it is that you know, and people will start to organically purchase your stuff. That's it. That takes a lot of work. Most people won't do it, right? They're looking for the quick fix. The second option is you hire someone who knows how to use Facebook advertising, right? They're good at it. They know how, they've got experience in it. They've done it before for multiple people. Pay them good amount of money to make you massive amounts of money, right? You got to pay to play, right? That's just the facts. Be prepared to invest, right? Like if you should be prepared to invest at least 20x of what it's cost you to get something to even market, in my view, to start with, right? You've just spent 2 grand or 3, you know, with a videographer filming all your videos, then they're editing it. You build a website, couple of grand, or you got someone to build your ClickFunnels page, you know, and you spend 5 grand, man, you need to be prepared to invest, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 grand in advertising to even get this thing really pumping. Now, I'm not saying you need to spend it immediately, like on day one, 50 grand in ads, right? But what I'm talking about is you need to be prepared mentally, or else you'll launch your course, you'll post on social, you'll send it out to your 100 people on your email database, you'll get one or two sales, you'll be like, oh my God, what now? This course has failed. The course isn't good enough. It's got nothing to do with the course because you've had 1.5 people go through it, right? So perspective, again, you need to look at this thing as a side project and you just want to sort of sell some every now and again, cool. If you want this, to be your all-in, you want to build an education-based business. And I say an education-based business because you're not building a one-course business. You're not going to build a massive business off one course. It doesn't work like that. Because here's the other reality when you look at it economically. Let's say I've got two courses, okay? And I'm just going to use basic maths here. Two courses, and let's say they're $1,000 each. And let's say it costs me $1,500 to sell one course, like the first course, right? Mm. I've lost $500 on the first purchase. Mm. But let's say 50% of people purchase my second course. I've just made $250 profit.
Yes.
Okay, think about that. For a lot of people, that doesn't match their current narrative that's in their mind because they're fixated on this selling $1,000 course and making $1,000. It does not work like that. That's not business. That's not how business operates, right? It just doesn't work. You look at cafes, you know, right now through this whole, you know, COVID situation, a lot of them make about 14, 15% margin. Some as low as 5% margin. People are like, oh my God, this is, even at a busy time, it's like, oh, these guys must be raking it in. No, you don't understand business. Not all businesses are created equal. Not all course creators are created equal. You might lose money on your first 2.5 courses, right? So this is the difference. When you can understand how much you can spend to acquire a customer, Like if every entrepreneur business owner just knew that, their entire world would change when they're looking at business.
And I'll give a snapshot in my business here. So when I'm running Facebook ads, it's give or take a break even. So I'll put, say for example, $500 a week on a Facebook ad to sell a $500 course, right? Broken even on that. However, I'm getting leads for free because of that $500, I might get 20, 30, 40 leads from that that I'm building to my database there, and that I've got other courses to sell as well. So when I'm using ads, and you know Facebook ads inside out, right? But even just a basic one for me, for someone listening to this, even if you broke even there, that's a way to list build for free. So I love the way you've brought up that multiple course. And but that only works because I have multiple. It would sort of work with just one course because, say, 1 in 10 people buy or whatever. Okay, maybe those other 9 will buy the course. But it's limited like that. The way you explained it better, because now every single person can go on and buy something else. So I love the way you've mentioned it there.
Which ties back to if your course is shit, you ain't going to make no money.
Yes.
No one's going to refer it. No one's going to want to be a part of it. And I just want to close one other part there where I was talking about using someone else's audience. I call them OPP, other people's OPC, other people's community, right? And with that, you need to give away an obscene amount of the margin, the money, the revenue, like to the point where I've given away 100% of total sale.
Yes.
I've given away 100% commission before.
Yep.
Because I just knew that, hey, what's the skin off my nose? It's a virtual product.
Yeah.
I'm going to give away 100% commission. So all of a sudden, Jono, you don't need to spend $2,000. You don't need to go and build a course. Now you can actually make $2,000 by using my one.
Love that. Right?
Yeah. So I'm leveraging your audience, but I'm paying you kindly. Sometimes, you know, if you know your numbers that well, I could say, mate, for every $2,000 product you sell, I'm going to give you $2,200. I'm going to give you $2,500. And in your head, you're like, the fuck? You're losing $500 every sale. I'm like, nah, mate, because I'm going to pick it up on the back end. Because then from there, I might have a mentor program or coaching program or advisory program. And out of that, I know my numbers. And I might get three people out of 10 who's going to give me 50 grand a year for advisory.
That's it. Or even a more simple level, right? And this is going to depend on many different things. You sell whatever, you know, a $500 product, but maybe there's even just a $50 one-click upsell on the end of it. So even if I give you that $500, great. Hey, if I'm starting off, hey, I'm still going to make the odd $50 there. I'm building my list and I'm making a few dollars as well.
Yep. Some of our products never made money until the upsells. And it was, I knew that. Like one of our products only made money on the second upsell. Right? People would purchase it, 70% would take the second upsell and 40% would take the third upsell.
Yeah.
And we'd only make money on the 40% of people who took the third upsell, but we still made money because then we're able to scale it. That's why we're able to spend thousands of dollars a day. Because it becomes a game of mathematics.
Yes.
Right.
There's so many good points here, Brett. There's so many different angles we can go here. I'm just going to try and simplify it for the listeners. Let's start with maybe the ROI on the Facebook side of things. So you've dropped a few points there. I just want to expand them a little bit for the listeners and watchers. Last point where you mentioned there, the course has to be good, right? That's an important part there because that's how you're going to build your list from there. And also the numbers side of things, like not only does it need to be good, it needs to sell as well. So the question I'm going to ask here, let's say I've got a course and I haven't managed to get a funnel together with it. Let's say I've got a $500 course. I haven't managed to get a predictable funnel. Is it still worth going out and paying someone to do my Facebook ads if I don't know if it's selling organically as it is? What would be your take there?
Well, here's my take, and I'm biased because I've got two agencies that do this all day, every day. This is what we're the best at, right? And there's a reason for it is... and funnily enough, this morning I read a review on one of our on our fan page, and it was from someone, and he goes, don't worry about these guys, they promise a lot and it's disappointing. And I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I was like, that doesn't seem like us. So I investigated, looked at the person, and we found out that they actually didn't qualify to work with us because we didn't think that we could win for them. So we don't work with everyone. And there's a reason why. Right? And there's a reason why most people who create courses are never going to make it work.
Mm.
And this is just the cold hard facts. It's because it's not set up to win. It's destined to fail. Mm. There's only so much lipstick you can put on a pig, right? Mm. Seriously. Like, and some people just need to be able to face the cold hard truth. So this guy was really annoyed at us that we actually said to him that, hey, unfortunately, we don't believe we're going to be able to win for you, so we can't work with you.
Mm.
Like, I mean, I don't think there's anything more genuine than that, right? But I get it, because it's disappointing for people to realize that, shit, maybe my product or my business isn't that good. Mm. People think that just starting a business, you're going to make money. Mm. People think that starting a course is you're going to sell courses. No.
Mm.
No. I get it, though, because this is sort of why I got out of this space. Because I had a business called Authority Academy, which was all about teaching, you know, people how to share and monetize their expertise. And I quickly uncovered this, that shit, doesn't matter how cool this course is, like, you're just not a person that's sellable.
Mm.
Or the product offering that you're putting out there is just not sellable.
Mm.
Right? And you've got to face the cold hard facts with that sometimes.
Mm.
Doesn't matter how much money you spend on Facebook, sometimes it's just not going to win for you.
Mm.
But until you pull the ripcord and exit, you need to understand how much can you actually spend? Could you? So my advice would be, you know, to your question around, should I still get someone to do Facebook ads for me? Before Facebook ads are even discussed, is you need to actually get advice on what's the product look like, what's the brand. And I'm not talking about what's in the modules. Mm. I'm talking about what is the product. What's the problem this product is solving? Who's it solving it for? What's the positioning of this? What's the positioning of you? What's the branding look like? Yeah. Like, there's some products out there that just look shit. You can tell, like, even to the point where they used a URL that says productx.clickfunnels.com. It's like, come on, man. Like, at least mask your URL. But hey, look, I'm not trying to be a douchebag here, because I understand people are having a crack. But we also need to understand when it doesn't work, there's reasons why. Because you haven't taken the full lens approach, or someone hasn't taught you properly, or, you know, in my case, I was all self-taught because there was no one teaching this stuff back in the day, right? But unless you're going to build two agencies that do this stuff all day, every day, don't try and learn all this stuff yourself. You need to focus on what you're good at. And if that's being in front of the camera, beautiful. You need to be in front of the camera as much as you can, right? If you're the behind-the-scenes person, you need to stay behind the scenes, put someone else in front of the camera. You don't have to be the person in the course, right? That's another thing. Maybe your face is just not sellable, and I don't want to be a, you know, but some things just, it's visual, it's branding, right? It's very brand. And again, I just want to sort of preface back on that, because that could sort of come across like I'm being a bit of a dick. But the reality is in some cases, you'd be far better off economically by putting someone else in your business, or someone else as the potential face of it. Or that's why you see a lot of brand ambassadors for a lot of companies, right? Because they're the gravitational pull in, you know, and you might be the person in the course because you're the scientist. I can't teach, you know, chemistry. Maybe you're the chemistry teacher, but I could sell chemistry. Mm. I could be that fun dude on the experimental videos, da 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 da. This is how we make hokey pokey, bang, you know, and all of a sudden I've got you in, right? I'm going off track here a little bit, but you need to look at it from a return on investment perspective.
Mm.
And what we do is we actually will look at a business, we'll look at all of those facets that I just talked about, right? How does your brand look, feel, right? What are people saying about your brand? Who else is in the marketplace? How many other competitors do you have? Are you just copying someone? Because if you're copying a competitor, and I understand we can leverage and we can model and we can, you know, we can, you know, model, so to speak. When I started 12 years ago and I wanted to be a speaker and do a lot of keynotes, and I'd watch, you know, every Tony Robbins video, every Les Brown video, every Zig Ziglar video, you know, I'd look at all the greats and I'd go, okay, cool. And I'd literally go to a presentation. I'd go, who am I going to be today? All right, let's bring some Les Brown here. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I ain't Les Brown. Mm. I ain't Tony Robbins. I'm Brett Campbell, and I need to find my own way, right? Which comes back to this thing again. When you can find your own way, you don't have to be a rock star or a model, okay? You just need to be believable, and you need to find your core audience. But to the ROI perspective is you need to look at what you can spend to acquire a customer, okay? Now, you need to do that by looking at costs associated with production or delivery, right? If it's just an online course and it's all virtual, you've basically got 95% profit margin on it, right? But then you've also got to look at associated costs with your business because it costs money to have software products and website designs, all of that stuff, right? There's costs associated to it. So it's not just a net. And then figure out, so we have a couple of calculators that we've created based off, you know, how many people are going to need, based off average percentages. You know, you could say a course might be anywhere from 0.5 to 3% sales conversion rate. And you work it off a, you know, you do some sums based off, okay, if I did only get a 0.5 conversion, what does that look like economically? How many people do I need to visit this page first and foremost? What's the average sort of click-through rate costs for this? You know, and then you can quickly uncover that, okay, I need to get 200 people to my web page in order for it to sell. Let's say it costs you $10 to get someone to your web page. There's $2,000 it's cost you, right? And then you're like, okay, so if I sold it at $2,000, I'd make $0, right? Then you might go, well, maybe I do need upsells, or maybe this is a loss leader. Right. So you've got to have at least basic sums. And I just want to preface this by saying you could be totally wrong as well. It's happened before. I mean, we've been doing this stuff for years and years and years. And sometimes I've been absolutely flabbergasted by put a product out and they're like, oh my God, I did not think it would sell like that. It's going crazy. Mm. And then sometimes you think someone's got a winner and it just doesn't. It can fall flat. Mm. You know? So before you even start running Facebook ads or you put an SOS post out on Facebook to go, who can run Facebook ads? I've got a course I need to sell. You need to look at this thing as a business and where what does this look like? What's your sort of break-even cost? What money do you have associated to this? Because you might uncover throughout that discovery phase that you need $45,000 to launch this thing. Mm.
Yes, love it. And I see okay. Those. Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
you go.
Yeah, and you'd be better off either, one, trying to find someone who would maybe invest in it, right? Two, figuring out how to generate that money, right? To start with, you might get into action a lot quicker to go, I need to create another course to support this. I need to reach out to 100 people in my marketplace and see if they're able to sell it for me and I'll give them 100% commission just to generate. So there's a number of things to think about in the starting phase.
Yes, love that. There's a few points I want to touch on there and then we'll move on to the other side of things. Because I see those posts all the time on Facebook. Hey, I've got this course. I'm ready to start Facebook ads. Who's good and proven at selling courses or whatever it may be. But if you don't have those numbers, it just doesn't stack up, you know. But if you've got those numbers, great. My course costs X amount and I can need this amount to get a lead. And then I'm doing email marketing to follow up so I can afford to break even or I've got an upsell or whatever. You need to have that there. Now, just one quick question I want to touch on, Brett. You mentioned there was the gentleman that left the review that you couldn't help. Because they didn't have any, it was a branding, it was a product thing, whatever it may be. So my question around here is, let's say someone does have a course that isn't selling and they reach out to someone like yourself and you knock them back. I'm thinking that still could be a good experience for them because they get knocked back and you probably say, hey, you know, we've knocked you back because you don't have bang, 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 bang. Here are these five things. That person can then be, well, there's two ways they can look at it. They can do what that gentleman did and just leave a bad review and then blame everyone in the world but themselves. Or they can be like, okay, you know, my product wasn't small. Brett says I don't have an audience for this thing. Okay, cool. Let me see if I can pivot a little bit and change my product with something that people actually want. So would you say that could still be a good learning experience? Even if you're not ready, you reach out back and you learn from it.
And I think a level of rejection is always powerful. You know, whenever you... So the voice is back on TV here in Australia at the moment, and I've watched a couple of the episodes. I love seeing people who got denied the year before or 2 years prior come back and get accepted because they've taken advice from the judges and they're like, okay, you can still sit. You're a good singer, but you're just not ready yet. It's like you have potential, but you're just not ready yet. Go and get some. So with Klaxon, right, why we're able to move so fast in the industry and be positioned really strong in the industry is we've won a number of awards, right? So in our first year, we won the 2018 Best Social Media Agency in Australia and New Zealand. 2019, we won the Marketing Excellence Award and the Australian Small Business Awards. Now we move into the global awards to represent Australia in that marketing excellence field. We're listed on the Deloitte Fast 50 at number 20. We're the AFR 2020 Fast Starters. Like, and why I share that, right? What that's done right now is there's people listening to this, and let's test it. If you're listening to this, me just sharing that with you just now has probably elevated me another smidgen in your eyes that, oh, maybe he does know some things or two, right? That is what you call social proof, right? That is positioning, because you're going to go, well, to win those awards, you must have done some stuff, right? You must have got something, right? There's some prestigious awards there. Most people out there trying to launch a course has zero awards. And I'm not saying you have to, look, it's not just about awards. It's the position. You have zero positioning. No one knows you. You're currently the best kept secret. The best thing you need to do is be heard, right? And there's two ways to do it. You need to go all in on organic all day, every day. The best thing you can do right now is do Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives 2 to 3 times a day, right? Most people won't do it. Or you need to spend money on Facebook to amplify your message. And just by spending money on Facebook to amplify your message, it doesn't mean people are going to like your message either. That's the other component. That's it. Like, it's not a matter of just spending money. It's about spending money wisely, putting the right message in front of the right person at the right time, saying the exact right thing that they needed to hear just at that moment. That's when you strike gold.
Yes, agree. Okay, from here, Brett, I want to transition a little bit. Now, you've answered a few of these questions that I wanted to ask anyway, but we'll do a bit of a summary for the listeners as well. So I wanted to go back over to the audience side of things. Now, we've sort of been dabbling in and out from that side of things, but I'll summarize what I've heard so far from you, Brett, where there's a few different ways to get in front of your audience. You can either, well, let's go back a step. So the goal is to have your own audience. That's what we want to have. We've got our own audience. We can send out an email. We can do our social media posts, gets in front of our own audience. That's the goal there. However, there's going to be people watching this that don't have that at the moment, or they've got 100 people. So they've got, let's say, two broad categories. They can either find a way to build their own audience by either doing paid advertising or going all in organic, or they can go over to this side here and leverage off someone else's list that's already there. Now, we've touched a little bit on this side here in terms of if you want to go and do at it on your own, great, do paid advertising. The risks are it's not just a matter of throwing money on there. It's actually got to hit the right people and it's got to be the right message. You can go all out on organic. That's not going to cost as much, but it's going to be a lot more time. Most people aren't going to do it. And once again, it's got to hit the right people and the right message. So what I want to talk across about over here is now leveraging off someone else's list. Now, you've dropped some little points where it's like, hey, you need to give these people so much value. You may need to give them 100% of your course fees. I want to even go a step back further. How do you meet these people? And when you say give these people value, what do you mean by that, Brett? Let's say someone's watching this. They've got a list of 100 people, no influential people. Where do they start?
Firstly, you've got to be noticed, right? And this is the long game. This isn't a walk up to someone in the pub and get married on the first night, right? This is a long game, but you've got to start it now so that in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and for those going, oh, but I need to sell my course in the next 2 weeks or else this isn't going to work. Well, if that's the case, it's not going to work anyway. So here's how you do that. Is you like people's posts, you comment on their posts, you share their posts, you answer their questions in their Instagram stories, you share their Instagram story to your Instagram story. You become the person that someone's like, who the fuck is this Jono guy sharing all my stuff? Not in an obsessive way where someone looks at their notifications and is like, Jono has liked this every post at the same day. Don't do that, right? Because it's noticeable. People think that people don't see it. So, oh, they wouldn't have seen my comment. Bullshit. 99% of people read all the comments. They just don't choose to reply to you, right? So that's first and foremost. You are being noticed. Don't go, oh, they didn't like my post, which means that they, but I get it because I do it sometimes when I'm doing this myself, because I do this. I'll comment and share and do all of that stuff to people I haven't actually had a conversation with yet. And when they like it or comment, I'll be like, oh yeah, like it's human. It's an instinct, right? But we are all human. That's the most important part. So do those micro things, right? It doesn't have to be this fucking cataclysmic bloody thing, strategy that you're launching. Do the basics first. Like all their comments, share them, comment, DM them, say, hey, love this. Listen to some podcasts that they're on and go, hey, man, really love the podcast, especially the bit about this. Because then it shows you've listened. Mm. Right? You got to go those one percenters. Mm. People like, you see it on the on LinkedIn a lot though. People are like, oh, I loved your podcast with this person. Hey, do you want to talk about this? It's like, I go back and go, oh, what about what podcast was it and what did you like? You didn't listen, mate. You just seen that I was on a podcast. Fucking sort it out, right? So be specific. Actually pay attention and care, right? One relationship that's going to become, it's going to become worth tens of millions of dollars to me. It hasn't eventuated yet. The relationship has, but the business component, it'll happen, was, and this is to the extent, right, of how prepared you are to do this. So I reached out to this person on Instagram, pre-doing all of what I just said, liking, sharing, commenting, being seen, right? Like Instagram, if you get a comment on Instagram now, it's almost like gold to someone because you're like, oh, the organic reach has really declined. So someone commenting on your stuff is like, oh, thank you, right? Even if you do have an audience already. So I reached out to this person just in the DM, hey, you know, after a number of conversations, but I was like, hey, I'm actually going to be down in Sydney next week on Wednesday, and I'm going to have some spare time Wednesday afternoon. Would you want to catch up for a coffee? And they're like, sorry, I can't do Wednesday, but I have like 4 p.m. Thursday. And I'm like, let me check. Oh, I can do Thursday 4 p.m. I'm going to be down there for a couple of days. I wasn't even going down there. I didn't even have a ticket booked. I didn't have nothing. I was like, cool, done. I'm locking in. I flew down there just for that meeting, just to catch up, just to see the person in flesh so we could communicate. Because I know I've got an obscene amount of value, and this is the other part, right? Belief in what you have. I have an obscene amount of belief in what I can deliver, and I know I can deliver. That it doesn't matter who I speak to. Like if I was speaking to Richard Branson about going into a business partnership about what we're doing, I wouldn't be nervous because I'd be like, I'm so confident in what we have here. I'd be a little bit giddy because I'm like, oh, so Richie, you know, I've been, you know, following him for a long time. But it wouldn't be around the, am I good enough? Because you have to have belief in what you've got. Because when you have belief in what you've got, you're going to do everything you need to do to get your product and service out there. And you're going to be so believable because all people see is belief. You know, when people have certainty, there's something about it. When you've got someone who you hear them speak and you're like, they could say an absolute outright lie. Like I could say to you right now, my hair's blonde. Like I'm actually a blonde. You can believe it because I say it like I'm like, oh, I'm actually blonde. Like it's gray right now, actually gray and black. I've never been blonde. But if I said it with enough certainty, go, well, look, as a kid, I was actually blonde. You know, now again, you go, well, that's a lie, Brett. But the point I'm making here is if you have certainty in what you're saying, then what you're saying is not as important, right?
Yes.
That comes back to communication. But there's ways to communicate online as well. But those are a handful of tips that I think everyone should definitely do.
Love that. I want to delve even a bit deeper into that, but I'm going to sidetrack for a second because you just answered another one of my questions there. So when Brett told his story early on about selling his Facebook ad course, my question to you, Brett, was going to be, yeah, well, well and good for you. You made that sound so easy. You know, hey, I just got up there and gave a speech for 2 hours and said, hey, I've got this course. It's got all this. It's 2,000 white for $1,000 and 15 people bought it. I feel a lot of people listening to this just aren't going to have that confidence. And I was going to ask, well, hey, how can you be so confident? But I think you've answered it there where it's like, hey, you need to be sure of yourself and you need to be certain. It's not so much about, you know, using the NLP, not saying these are bad things, but it's not so much about having a perfect script or, you know, knowing all the NLP things. Of course they can help. I'm not saying they're not, but if you're just 100% certain that you're good at what you do and your course is going to work, it's going to be a lot easier to sell. Did you want to expand to that at all, or did that summarize it well enough there?
It did, but you just need to know your shit. That's it. You need to know what you're talking about. You need to, and here's how I phrase that, is I would be confident enough to stand on Oprah Winfrey's couch and jump up and down and shout out that I'm an expert at XYZ, right? Because I'm confident. I'm like, I'll take on anyone in the world. Now, it doesn't mean I'm the best of the best, but it means I know enough, and I could probably show you the best of the best. And this is the other part, is if I couldn't sit in a boardroom with the 10 top people in my industry and be confident in what I'm doing, then, you know, do I really have a right to even be a major expert in this? Exactly. And there's a lot of thought that people need to take, especially in this education space, is do you even have the, and I won't say qualifications because I got zero qualifications. I did 1 year of uni and left because it was fucking boring. But do you have the runs on the board to even be able to charge people money? That's something that I think people need to take a lot of a step back. And one last thing I'll share is that if you're wanting to sell more of your courses, mate, and you want, and you got no list, you got nothing right now, get out on Facebook and say, look, you know, I've created this brand new course, covers XYZ. I'm looking for 100 people only. I'm capping it at 100 people. I'm going to let you go through this entire course for free. Okay. But you have to be ready to start tomorrow or on Monday, this date.
Love it.
Put some qualifications, make it a little bit hard to get into. It's exclusive.
Yeah.
If you want it, DM me right now and I'll send you access.
Mm.
Bang.
Love
Literally.
It.
I could, if, and again, it's different because I've got an audience right now and all of that stuff. And it's all, but if I was going to go start a course on, barbecuing beef ribs, I ain't got an audience around that, but I would go to a beef ribs barbecue market on Facebook groups or something and go, hey, got this brand new course. I've teamed up with barbecue ribs master Billy and we've got this ripper of a course and it's a 3-week course and I'm looking for 50 people to go through it.
Yes.
Who wants to go through it? I'd pick up people straight away.
Love it. Now I know.
So don't think that the course you have right now is the course that's going to make you the money. It could be the leader into the next or the third or the fifth course.
Yes, agreed. Now I know we're a bit short on time, so I'm just going to finish up with a couple of minutes here. I'll summarize what Brett said there because I think that's some amazing value, and then we'll finish up back to the networking with other people side of things. So what I'm finding, Brett, is there's almost this entitlement side of things, right? It's like, great, I know a little bit about this topic, or I've got it. It could even be a qualification. Like, I've done a little bit of study in this topic, so I'm now an expert, so I deserve to make X amount of dollars, even though I don't have any runs on the board. Doesn't really work like that, right? And also where Brett mentioned, okay, you know, are you really an expert at it? Now, I agree with Brett on that, and I'll add a little bit to it there where it's like, you may not be an expert, and that's totally okay. Just get freaking better at it. You know, you might not be an expert right now. Great. Go and read a few extra books. Go and do a few extra courses. Go and help some people out for free. Go and learn from helping these people out for free that maybe even your thing didn't work, but you can find out a better strategy there. So I think it's okay not to be amazing at what you do now. Just get freaking better at it. And then I just want to go back over to the networking side of things. So Brett touched on some really, really important points there where it's like, if you need to sell your course like in 2 weeks and you have no list and you have no network, like, what the hell are you thinking? Like, you may need to get your sanity checked, right? If you think that's how it's going to work, it's just not how life, how does anything in life work like that? So this networking strategy is a good long-term side of things. And I love what Brett said, where it's just like, hey, the most easiest thing, just follow them on social, like, comment, share, you know, that's the most basic one there. You want to go a bit deeper? Great. Listen to their podcasts, right? Read their blogs, you know, and then leave a sincere comment. Hey, I really like this. Hey, I really like this. Whenever I get anything like that, if someone just likes something, I don't care too much. I don't notice. But if I get a DM, hey, I read your blog or listened to this podcast. That was so cool how you did that. I actually take the time to read it. I go one step further as well. And I think it's important to, if that, buy something of that person's thing, if you can. If they've got something that's in your price range, it's even worth buying it just to get in that network. Because if someone follows me but hasn't bought any of my products, and there's someone else that's followed me and has bought one of my products and asked me to go on a podcast with them, I'm going to choose the one that's bought my product. So that can't even be an investment. You learn something from the course, but also an investment in the relationship. And then I go one further as well. I will buy something from that person, and then I'll also ask them to be on my podcast. So it's like... Yep. So it's like, I'll ask them to be on my podcast, and then that gets that relationship deeper. And then on my podcast, I market them to my audience as well. Even if you don't have a podcast, you might buy their thing, get them on a Facebook Live, and then promote them on your Facebook Live to your friends. But Brett, I know we're short on time, so
unfortunately, mate, I've got to jump onto another one.
Easy. Anything you want to pick up with?
Mate, no, it's just been a great conversation. Enjoyed it, mate. Thank you very much. Love it.
I'll throw all your links up. Have a good one.
See you, buddy.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Check out the show notes for more free resources on how to sell more of your online courses.